Good evening, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Two Tuscola County deputies recently graduated from a special training program. K-9 Link and Deputy William Webster completed the patrol utility with explosive detection with the International Police Work Dog Association. The department also reported some additional good news. According to Undersheriff Robert Baxter, K-9 Bilo seems to be recovering fine. A month ago, it was reported Bilo had been very ill and had to undergo some extensive and very expensive surgeries. Well, between the donations that came in to help pay for Bilo's surgery and the road patrol budget, his medical expenses have been covered, Baxter noted. And the cost for insurance is going up just like everything else. The Argyle Township Board of Trustees learned the cost of insurance for the township is going to increase by about 7%. Besides the normal increase, some of the insurance increased because the township purchased a new rescue truck last month. The board approved paying for Acrisure's premium of $20,367. The policy will run from November 1 through October 31st, 2026. During the meeting, the board approved three land splits. One split was for John and Carol Szymanski in Section 13 in Township. Approval was given to split 2 acres of land from 20.08-acre parcel. Also, two land splits were approved from Pam Freiberger. One split in Section 22 was for 2.5 acres, and the other was for 30.94 acres. Also, it was noted the township is working on an energy ordinance, but the issue was tabled. During the public comment section of the meeting, it was reported the siren is not working and the vacant trailer on the west end of town has open doors and it appears to be full of bees. The Mayville Community School District will ask voters to support a millage during the Tuesday, November 1 election. Residents in the May School District will be asked to approve the non-homestead tax of 20 mills for 5 years. If approved, the millage would generate about $1,010,181 the first year and allow the district to levy the full statutory rate of up to 18 mills on all property except a principal residence and other property that is exempted by law. The two mills will restore millage rate that was lost due to the Headley Amendment to the state constitution. The millage is necessary for the district to receive the state's per pupil foundation allowance, which is the majority of funding for schools. A complete text of the ballot proposal can be obtained at the administrative offices of Mayville Community Schools at 6250 Fulton Street in Mayville. It can also be viewed on the county's website at tuscolacounty.org/elections. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech Team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The Tech Team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The Tech Team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the Tech Team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the Tech Team in Pigeon or Sandusky or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS Tech Team.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the anniversary of the tragic 2018 Tree of Life Synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh is being observed today. 11 worshipers lost their lives, making it the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. Survivors and community members are holding remembrance events. The convicted gunman, Robert Bowers, was sentenced to death in 2023. Security at places of worship remains a concern nationwide, and faith leaders are calling for unity and resilience. In other national news, the NCAA has been ordered to pay $18 million to a former football player and his wife after a concussion lawsuit. The jury found that the association did not do enough to protect athletes. The case could set a precedent for future sports litigation. NCAA officials say they are reviewing the ruling. Health advocates are applauding the verdict as a step forward. The player sought compensation for long-term brain injury symptoms. And getting to our international news, the ACT Airlines Boeing 747-400 cargo plane was hoisted from the water in Hong Kong after a dramatic accident. The plane was operated under lease by Emirates Sky Cargo. The operation drew large crowds and media attention. No injuries were reported during the recovery. Officials are investigating the cause, and aviation authorities are reviewing safety measures. In other international news, Romania's Sabrina Meneca Voinea made headlines by competing at the World Artistic Gymnastics Championships in Jakarta, Indonesia. The event is attracting top athletes from around the world. Judges praised Meneca Voinea's routine for its technical difficulty. Spectators applauded her performance. The championships will continue through the week. Medal winners will be announced at the closing ceremony.
My husband is a veteran, and he was injured in the line of duty.
It happened while I was deployed to Iraq. We were stopped at a checkpoint, and then all of a sudden, there was a loud explosion. An IED detonated 3 feet from my face.
It was bad.
I remember thinking, who's going to take care of my wife and daughter?
We took care of each other with a lot of help from DAV.
When America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I don't know what we would have done without them.
DAV was the voice that we didn't have.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans like Jason get the life-changing support and benefits they've earned so they can achieve more victories.
It wasn't easy, but he never gave up.
My victory is knowing my disability doesn't define me.
He's an inspiration.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.